You're listening to SBS News.
Gang! Sold!
Despite the recent fall in house prices in some major cities, Australian real estate is still a highly sought-after investment. La Trobe University law professor Louis De Coca says it's also an attractive global destination for dirty money.
Proceeds stemming from drug trafficking, proceeds stemming from tax offences. The broad range of offences and economic offences in Australia that can give rise to additional money in people's pockets that may have been used or may be flowing into the real estate sector.
While it's not known exactly how much dirty money is entering the property market, experts say it is significant and could be distorting real estate prices. 2006 anti-money laundering laws force workers from the financial services industry to report suspicious transactions to the financial watchdog AUSTRAC. The second phase of the legislation, which is still in the pipeline, would go further, compelling real estate agents and lawyers to also report to AUSTRAC. But that second phase has languished in the parliament for over 13 years, with neither major party moving to make it law. Professor De Coca says the time has come to act.
It is an issue that's certainly been put in the too hard basket for too long. The time has arrived to take this seriously and to address it.
Green Senator Peter Whish-Wilson says the changes are long overdue and he plans to move a motion in the Senate to enact the laws.
This is good policy and it's absolutely essential reform. It's been noted by the international community that Australia hasn't gone far enough. There's an appetite in the Senate right now, I believe, to get this legislation through.
But some, such as President of the Real Estate Institute of Australia, Adrian Kelly, are concerned about the addition of more red tape.
What we do need to remember is that most estate agency businesses across Australia are very small businesses.
The Home Affairs Department told SBS News that it was continually improving anti-money laundering laws and is working with the industry to ensure Australia's financial system is hardened against criminals without placing undue burden on industry. Labor's Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers has said Labor will take a wait-and-see approach to the laws. Jaini Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.